The following recording has been made available by Agudath Israel of America, all rights reserved.
We just passed through the Yontav of Pesach. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos are Yom Tovim. There are times when we can take off from work, we can sit back, we can reflect, we can grow in Ruchnius and come to higher Madregas. Sviras Omer has a different challenge. It's a time when we're working every day, and nevertheless, Sviras Omer exhorts us to nevertheless grow in all of the madregas that we can. So we have a special schluss today to be hearing from Rav Avram Shor on the topic Tikkun Hamidas during the Sviras Omer.
Just to give thanks to Agudas Yisrael for sponsoring the event, which could be summed up in one word from Chaim Shmulevitz. Everybody knows that Chaim Shmulevitz said that when Rabbi Akiva came home after 12 years, he returned without going into his house, because 12 plus 12 doesn't equal 24. Any half stick in between causes that it doesn't sum up to the exact total. So too, one could say in the opposite vein, that when one goes to work and one takes off in the middle of work, and instead of being 8 hours in one shot, he makes it four and four, and here's the Vartur in the middle, that alone changes the whole attitude of the day. That people could go away in the middle of the day and have a tzmeus to Torah, and come and listen to Torah, and want to hear Torah, that alone is the dovah chashuv admiyot. Rabban Kotel and Mishnah Rabban brings from Kadmonim that the Mishnah and Ovis in Perek Inyan Torah and the Braisa brings Memches Dvarim Shal Torah Niknes Bahem. There are 48 Kinyonim of Torah. The 49 days of Svira are 48 days against Mechuvan to the 48 Kinyonim of Torah. The 49th day is a day of preparation, a day of Chazara, a day of preparation of Kedusha to be ready for Kabbalah Satayra. That means that if we study a little bit every day of Svira, one of the 48 Kinyonim of Torah, we could realize every day what our Veda on that day is. And I think according to Rav Meforshe, a Mishnah, the 22nd day of Svira is corresponding to the 22nd Kinyan of Torah, which is Lev Tov. And the Menei Soscha brings that truthfully, the all of Svira is made to create a Lev Tov. Lev Tov is the gematria of 49 days, 49. The 49 days of Svira are to be Kone Lev Tov. And if today's day is corresponding to the Midah of Lev Tov, we have to be margish that today's day has a special Inyan of Svira in today's day. And I think we should use the time to study what Lev Tov means. If the Mishnah says in this week's Perek that we learned that the Midah of Lev Tov is connected to all the other Midahs of the Talmid of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, then the Midah of Lev Tov is one of the most important Midahs that we have to be Kohen in Svira. And what does Lev Tov mean? There are two Nekudahs in Lev Tov, which I think on a gay every single person. What is the difference between the midah of Ayin Teva and the midah of Lev Tov? Rabbi Lezer ben Urkin said Ayin Teva, Rabbi Lezer ben Arach said Lev Tov. What is the midah of Lev Tov more than Ayin Teva? Ayin Teva means that I am ready to let another person have what he has. I'm ready to leave him have what he owns. I'm not mekana him, I don't have Ayin Hara on him. A Lev Tov means I'm ready to give away what I have for another person. I'm ready to give away what I have by myself. What does it mean to have a Lev Tov? In Pasuk in this week's parasha it says, V'ahavta l'reyacha kameicha. The Sfasemes asks a question, where in the Torah does it say that there's a chiyuv that a person should like himself, that he should have a ahava to himself? That the Torah should tell you, V'ahavta l'reyacha kameicha. There is no place that the Torah tells us an inyan of ahava to oneself, that the Torah should be able to say that V'ahavta l'reyacha kameicha. And the Sasema says that the Pasuk means to say, just like every Yid is mitzvah va'avta et Hashem alekecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'edecha, just like every Yid is mechuyev to have ahavas Hashem, so too every Yid is mechuyev to bring this ahavas Hashem into every other person. Va'avta l'reyacha, va'avta the loshem pa'el yotze. A person is mechuyev to bring ahavas Hashem into every other human being, into every other Yid. L'reyacha, k'moicha, just like you yourself are mitzvah in ahavas Hashem. Dvarim niflam admiyed, what va'avta l'reyacha k'moicha means. This corresponds with Eliyahu's Dvash, who writes, Dvarim Niflam Admiyed, what it means that Churban Bayis Sheni was because of Sinas Chinam. The Eliyahu's Dvash says, if you want to look at the Deir of Churban Bayis Sheni, you will see that there were all Maestres HaChesed existed. He says in Eliyahu's Dvash, it's by Ahmed Avabarer, that all the Noshim were ready to run in Botei Chaylim. We're ready to run to help a chayla and ready to help a yildes. There was no chesaron in chesed min adam lechaveri. Sinas chinam that Chazal say wasn't by Yesheni means that people weren't interested. People weren't interested in the chesaronis of another person in Yiddishkeit. People weren't interested to look at another person needs help in Yiddishkeit. People were ready to help a person in Ahavas Hagufim. In Chesed, in Gemilas Chesed, people were ready to help. Sinas Chinam, the Yaris Dvash, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonison says, means that they had Sinam, Dvarim, Ben Adam, Lamakim, one to another. People weren't interested in what another person does. People weren't interested in being Mechiach Yanim and being bringing into Yanim Ahavas Hashem, Hakaras Hashem, knowing Torah Mitzvahs. People lived, the Yaris Dvash said, with an attitude of live and let live. People live their life, I will live my life and let the other person live his life. I'm not going to mix into the other person's life and try to better his life, try to bring him a bigger hakara of Hashem, bring him a bigger hakara of Torah Mitzvahs. That, the Yaris Dvash says, is the Sinas Chinam that was machriv by his Sheni. And that is exactly what the Sasemis is telling us. For Ahavta L'Reacha Kameicha means, the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reacha Kameicha means bringing him to somebody else. Ahavas Hashem, just like you yourself are mechuyev in Ahavas Hashem. Leiv Teiv. To have a Leiv Teiv means a Leiv Teiv, to know what it means to give away for yourself, from yourself, for another person in Rochnius. To give away from yourself, from your own time, from your own keiches hanefesh, in order to be mative to another person, the ultimate teiva of bringing into him, hakara of Hashem Yisbarach, bringing into him the akara of changing his life in Torah Mitzvahs, bringing to another person's Torah, Yediyas HaTorah, that is what a Leiv Teiv means. The Chasam Sefer writes in Psicha of Tshuvis Yeredeim Petuchei Chesam, that in Pasuk it says, Avraham Avinu ki yedativ lemana sheyitzaveh es bonov es beisei achrov. Ki yedativ, I like him, the Ramban teaches. I have a havah to him. And therefore I'm going to talk to him. So the Heilige Chasam Sefer Dvarim Niflam Admiyed. Nevuah needs his Beididus. Nevuah needs Hachana. Nevuah needs that a person should be a Perish Meilam Hazeh and a Perish from people and live a life completely bis Beididus. Avraham Avinu was busy his whole life of being makri shem Hashem b'fi abriyas. Avraham Avinu was machnis erichim, the way the Medrash tells us. And after he gave them to eat and to drink, he told them they should make a bracha l'misha achalmu mishalei, and therefore he brought them to Akaris Elikus. So the Chasam Sefer says Avraham Avinu was not roi for nevuah. He was not in the matziv to be roi for nevuah. Somebody that sits with anoshim that are near him ke'arvim and has to shecht for them and give them to eat and be metapel with them and be reichitz ragleim, he's not in the matziv of his beididus hanefesh to have nevuah. But the Rebbeinu Shalom says, these are the people that I like. These are the people that I have a havah to, the people who give away from themselves. The people who give away from themselves and don't live a life secluded from the world. Chanoich, the Chasam Sefer says, by Tzhala Chanoich, Chanoich became the Malach Metat. Nobody understands what that means, such a Dadreg of Kedusha. But the Rebbeinu Shleilam didn't like the way of Chanoich, because Chanoich lived the life of his Beidudus. He was metapel with the Deir. He didn't let himself down to the Deir. Avraham Avinu, the Rebbeinu Shleilam says, Ki yedatev, I will give him Nevuah, a present, even though he's not Roy Kaviyochov of Nevuah. Why? Because I have him, like him. Because the man is Sheitzavet, Bonner is Beis Achrov, because he's Isik in giving away from himself for somebody else. Pasuk says, Ba'ashav Saveideh, The Sassama said in Pashas Kiseitze that this pasuk is merames on a person who lost his way in Yahadus. You see the midos from your brother. Sheir is from Loshen Ria, Shur, Ashurenu. You see his Ria is going away, he's going away from Derech HaTorah. You see a person that uses his kalim that the Rebbeinu Shleilam gave him, and uses his kalim in the way a person shouldn't use it. All of us would think, I can't go and tell that person Musa. I'm not talking about being mechiach the person. The Torah tells us this week, my father, Zechariah Baruch, used to say in Shmuz and Yeshiva, don't make the chait bigger than the person. Don't tick off the chait over him. Don't make the chait such a chomerdik chait. Don't make the chait such a big thing by him. Because that way you'll scare the person. There's a hava to bring into a person, the way to bring into a person the akara, what a chait means. There's a way to bring into a person his akara, who he is and how choshev he is, and that's not right for him to let himself down to such lowly things. And you see, you see the person's kalim of Ria, or his ahava, nidochim baderech, you see they're going off the way of Torah. The Torah tells you have a chiv, loisuchal lisalem. You can't say that you're going to look away and you don't want to give the chokmat yanim. It's going to cost you time. It's going to take away from your learning. It's going to take away from your avdus Hashem. It's going to take away from your time. There's no teretz for it, because loisuchal lisalem. It's one of you. It's part of you. You're mechuyv to be metapel with yanim. And that is what the meaning of leif tov means. The meaning of leif tov, to be roi for Kabbalah Satayra. Klal Yisrael had to come to Matan Torah ki ish echad b'leiv echad. Klal Yisrael had to come to Matan Torah and be one. The Heilige Tver Shleimer says in a place that just like a Sefer Torah, if there's negia one ice to another ice, the whole Sefer Torah becomes possible. If one ice touches another ice, the whole Sefer Torah becomes possible. The Tver Shleimer says that in order that Klal Yisrael should be roi for Matan Torah, the nefashis of Klal Yisrael had to be roi to bring down the oisius, which are mechuvim kineged the nefashis of Klal Yisrael. Yisrael, it says in Zohar HaKadosh, is Rosh HaTevis, yesh shishum ribui oisius l'teireh. Just like there's so many oisius in the Teireh, so many neshamas there are. And Klal Yisrael, by Matan Teireh, had to bring down the oisius l'teireh through their neshamas. And the only way that a Torah could come down b'shleimus is only if Klal Yisrael was b'shleimus. The Tver Shleimer says the Dabar Nifla, if a Yid Chas Hashem touches another Yid. We're not talking about hitting another Yid, just touches another Yid. As the Heilige Chofetz Chaim says, a Raya Nifla, that touching another Yid is a Issa Deraisa. The Chofetz Chaim says, the Gemara says in Sechtes Ksubis, that Akor Sheim B'Shove Pruta, then you get Malkis. Yesh b'shove pruta mishalom vein aleike. The Chofetz Chaim asks, is there any hakor that you hit somebody that the nezek, tzar, ripi, sheves, and boishes shouldn't add up to shove pruta? What could you do to somebody and it shouldn't add up to shove pruta? So the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, that means you only touch the person and then you're ready over a lav and it gets Malkis on it. Because touching another person, like the Tver Shleimer says, or touching the money of another person, the Tver Shleimer says, causes the negiah and pasuls kaviyochol, the whole Sefer Torah, all of Klal Yisrael suffers from it when a person touches another person. So in order to be roi for Matan Torah, the Klal Yisrael needed the achtus of ke'ish echot b'leiv echot. Klal Yisrael needed the achtus and feeling as one person, as one kaimish shleimer. The way the Ramami Pano explains that is the meaning of Klal Yisrael Arevim. Because we are one kaimish shleimer. Truthfully, all of Klal Yisrael is like one person, ke'ish echot b'leiv echot. So the achon of Svira, to be roi for Matan Torah. The achon to be roi for Matan Torah is to become ki shechot v'leiv echot. To become one person. How do we become one person? When we worry about our chaver ourselves. When we worry about our chaver, and we worry not only about his gashmias, and we worry about his ruchnias. And we worry not only about his ruchnias, and we worry also about his gashmias. Because one is a chocha on the other, that we mean the other person's good. And we understand we mean the other person's good. Then we go away and we do for other people. We give away from ourselves for other people. We give away from our time for other people. That is the midah of Lev Tev, which is an achona to Matan Torah. There's another meaning in Lev Tev, which I think is a Dover Nifla, that Daikar Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is the one who said Lev Tev. Daikar Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is the one who said Kimayin Amizgaber. The Gemara tells us in Zechte Shabbos that you do it Ki Gemara, that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is Ikla Lahosam Ish Imshicha Basrayv. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach came to a place where there was Mai Mayofim, and he became Nimshich after them, and come Kara Besafra, they called him to call up for Sefer Torah, and he should read in the Sefer Torah, and instead of saying Achedish Azeh Elohim, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach said Acheresh Ayelibam. Shlomo HaMelech was Mispalul, V'nasato La'avdecha Lev Shemeya. Shlomo HaMelech was mispalled to Rebbeinu Shleilam that the Rebbeinu Shleilam should give him a lev that is shemeya. What does it mean, a lev shemeya? I think the meaning of the lev shemeya means like this. Melech, Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, is Rosh Tevis Moyach Lev Kovet. A person has in himself three Eivorim. A person has in himself the Seichel, the Moyach, the Neshama Sheba Moichi, as we say in the Shem Yichud, for Tvilin, that the Neshama is Mokim HaMishkan, is in the Moyach. We have a Lev and we have a Kovet. Those are three Eivorim. There are two ways that a person could live. A person could live that he could be sustained by Gashmias. When he's sustained by Gashmias, the Kovet is what is the first, and the Kovet then is Mashpia, it gets, the body separates the blood and sends it to the heart, and the heart then goes to the Moyach. Tosis tells us that when Bilam knew the rega kememre, when he could say a klala and klal Yisrael, what could he have said in the rega? Tosis said he would have said kalim. Yidoyle HaMepharshim tell us that what would have been when he said kalim? Kalim is Rosh Tevis, Kaved Lev Mayach. He would have taken klal Yisrael and took away everything that klal Yisrael had. Klal Yisrael was a truas melech boy, the opposite of kalim. Klal Yisrael had the koyach to be a melech over themselves. Klal Yisrael, the koyach, that the moyach should be shaylet on the lev, and the lev should be shaylet on the kovet, and then a person is a melech on himself. The person is a melech on all his needs, because the moyach is shaylet, the ideas are moyach is shaylet, and the moyach is shaylet over the lev, and the lev is shaylet over the kovet, then he's a melech. If it's the other way, the way the Chassam Sofer calls it, it's a klima, it's a busha for the person. It's kalem, that's the that's the whole end of Klal Yisrael kaviyachol. If it happens that the Kovet is the Melech, and the Kovet controls the Lev, and the Lev controls the Moyach. A person has to see that the Moyach should control the Lev. When Shlomo HaMelech was Mispalul, when Asato La'avdecha Lev Shemeya, he was Mispalul that his heart should be Mekabel from the Moyach. The Lev should be a Lev that is Shemeya. The Lev should be a Lev that hears what the Moyach dictates to it, what the Seichel dictates to it. Rabbi Chanan asks, we say every day in Krishna, in Parashas Vayomer, the Chazal tell us, Rabbi Chanan asks, Minus means, Deus Kezves means, Shittos, that a person asks, Kruma Shittos, that brings him to Minus. Kruma Shittos, Rabbi Chanan asks, comes from the Mayach, not from the Lev. Rabbi Chanan answers, there's no person in his right mind that doesn't know there's a Bira Olam that made the world. There's no person in his right mind that won't come to the Akara, clear that there's a Bira Olam. Avraham Avinu ben Gimel Hikires Beirei. Why do people have Kruma Deus? People have Kruma Deus like Rabbi Chanan because they take Sheichat from the Lev. The Lev is Mishachet. Sheikha makes the person blind. It takes his seichel, make him krum. And that sheikha the person gets from the taivis of his lev makes sheikha to change his mind. Rabbi Chanan says, Chazal tell us, le'ovdu Yisrael avei dezora, ele kidei lahatelem arayis. The only reason they went and did the ego was only because they wanted to be over chas v'sholem taivis. That means all shittos and all deis kezvis do not start in the seichel. They all start in the lev. Meaning that what comes out from Rabbi Chanan is the problem when a person has a lev that controls the Mayach, then a person chas v'shalom is loisus surach elavavchem, the moyach becomes mishubit to the leiv, then a person can't see things in the right light. When the person has a leiv shemeya, the leiv is not in control, the leiv is shemeya, the leiv is what hears, then the moyach is the one who dictates the leiv. That is what David Shlomo HaMelech was mispalol, v'nosato la'avdecha leiv shemeya. So the Pasuk tells us, the Gemara tells us, this Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who knew what a leiv tov means, a good heart. We have a new title of leiv tov, a good heart. What is a good heart? A heart that is ready to listen. A heart that's ready to be a leiv shemeya, that is a good heart. And this Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who had a leiv shemeya, and was always molei ischatshus, kemayon amizgaber. If you have a leiv shemeya, then you are mayon. There's no esyashnus. It always comes new. So he was the one that Achidish Hazeh Lechem was by him. His whole life was Achidish Hazeh Lechem. His whole life was his chatshus. His whole life was a mayin amizgaber. Why was his whole life a mayin amizgaber? Because he had a leiv shemeya. Because his heart listened to the dictation, what his moyach dictated him. And this Rabbi Elazar ben Arach came to Mokem Mayim Ayofim. The Gemara says, Imshech HaBasrayu. And this leiv shemeya became hacheresh hayelibam, the opposite of shemeya. It became a cheresh. The leiv suddenly didn't hear, because the gashmi is hashmein leiv ha'amazeh, the Novi says. What happens when hashmein leiv ha'amazeh? The oznov hachbei, the oizen becomes, doesn't hear. What is the hashmein leiv ha'amazeh have to do with the oizen? Because we're not talking about chitzenis tikishmiya. We're talking about the leiv shemeya. And if it's hashmein leiv ha'amazeh, if the heart becomes hashmein, becomes shomein with gashmias, then there's a problem that the leiv is no more shemeya. And that's what the Gemara tells us. Imshich habasrayu. He became nimshich after the mokam mayim ayofim. And that caused that he should lose the leiv shemeya and became hacheresh hayelibam. That's what the voida of Yimei HaSvira is. The voida of Yimei HaSvira is to get a leiv teiv, to get a leiv shemeya, to become a melech of yourself. The midos of a person have to be nimshich after the moyach of a person. The moyach should dictate the midos. If the moyach dictates the midos, then a person can have all the midos teves. The reason why a person doesn't have midos teves is because his impulses dictate his midos. Person's seichel would dictate his midos, then the person will be pure in midos teves. The avodah of Yimei HaSvira is to take the moyach, to take the seichel, and prepare the seichel to become a melech over yourself. It comes Matan Torah. Klal Yisrael was told, "Va'atem tiim li mamlechas kainim v'gei kodesh." All of Klal Yisrael became malachim. Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim. Every Yid became a melech. I think it's only right that Yidin come together to say over a kurz vort and a lomdish vort. So a person should hear a vort in Torah also. Say over a vort from Menachem Zembe. Menachem Zembe was Shem Yinkim Domei. Menachem Zembe, 18 days before he was killed, on Yom Gimel the Chalamet Pesach, Ebre Shchedish Nissen, Rav Nachum Zembe said at Rosh Hashanah on a Yom Tainis in the Varshavi Ghetto, and Rav Nachum Zembe said a pshat in the posik, which I hope everyone says every day, Yodea Hashem derech tzadikim v'derech reshom tevet. Rav Nachum Zembe said in that Rosh Dvarim Niflam Admiit, the derech of tzadikim is Yodea Hashem, that the Bnei Shem knows everything. Derech tzaddikim. You want to know how a tzaddik lives? A tzaddik lives with hope. A tzaddik lives that Yedei Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom, knows what's going on, and I'm in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shalom, and there's no mokum for Yish and Gansen. That's Yedei Hashem, derech tzaddikim. V'derech rishoim. The derech of those who don't want to go on the derech tzaddikim is teved. They tell you it's all lost. There's no hope anymore. Everything is Yish. Everything is teved. And Menachem Zembe added, derech rishoim teved means not for themselves, they try to ratava. They tell other people teved. They tell other people that everything is lost, and they try to bring yish in other people. Rav Nachum Zembe said pshat in a tesefte, in a Rambam, take 2 minutes, a beautiful pshat. The Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kodeshim 4 times, Yom Kippur. It says in tesefte, if he goes in 4 times, Yom Kippur. If he goes in 5 times, he's chayev misa. Why? To be a rekonis. He went in for nothing into the Kodesh Kodeshim, he's chayiv misa. Rav Nachum Zembe asked, what is the chiddush? Of course, if he went in more than he asked to, of course he's chayiv misa. Why does the Tesefta have to tell you this? So he brings the Yerushalmi, a very interesting Yerushalmi. The Kohen Gadol brought in, it says in this week's parasha, the Kaf and the Machta together. He brought the kaf and the machta at one time. The Gemara tells us it was a very hard job how he took the kaf and the machta together. But he took the kaf and the machta together at one time. What will happen if the Kohen Gadol will separate? He'll go once with the kaf and once with the machta. The Yishalmi says, it'll be Avedik Sheira, but it's Chayiv Misa Al Tvi'ere Kons. Zogt Menachem Zember, that is what the Tosefta is telling you. Im Nichnis Chomesh Chayiv Misa means, not he was Nichnis Chomesh Stamazah, he was Nichnis Chomesh for an Avedik, but he separated the Kaf and the Machta, and therefore he went in five times, he's also Chayiv Misa. The Yishalmi clears the Shaila, on which time are you Chayiv Misa? On the fourth time or on the fifth time? So the first Madama wanted to say, he's Chayiv on the fifth time. Because he went in for nothing the fifth time, he only has to go in four times. Zoktim Rabbi Yosi, no, the fifth time we tell him to go in, because he has to take in the machta. The fourth time when he only took in the kaf, that's when he's chayiv misa. So he's only chayiv misa on the fourth time, and not on the fifth time. So he says, Rav Nachum Zember, that's why it says in Tosefta, im nichnes chomesh chayiv misa. It should say in Tosefta, im nichnes pam chamishes chayiv misa. It's not true, because not on the Pam Chamishis is Chayiv Misa. He's only Chayiv Misa because he went in five times. But on which time is the Chayiv Misa? He's Chayiv Misa on the fourth time. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Migdish, the Rambam changes the Lashon. The Rambam says, Im Nichnes Chamishis Chayiv Misa. So Nachum Zember wants to say that it's a Raya that the Rambam argues on the Yishalmi and the Chayiv Misa attack on the fifth time. That's why the Rambam changes, not Im Nichnes Chomesh, no, Im Nichnes Pam Chamishis. And it's clear that the Rambam has a kefil aloshen, and the Rambam means even if he goes in a fifth time, he goes in l'shem aveder, he's chayiv misa, and the Rambam argues on the Yishalmi, and he holds that he chayiv misa on the fifth time.